speeding is a major factor here. I suppose it was the pupils in the school that brought it to the attention of the local councillors, myself and Darren Mulvey, regarding the concern with speed there. I met with the students of the school and to put in a petition together. As well as that, what we did was we highlighted our concerns with the Joint Policing Committee, and the pupils of the school got a chance to make a presentation to the Joint Policing Committee regarding the speeds coming through the village in Ballinacarra. And one of the issues that was raised at that was these new cameras that was available now that they're using in Mayo and that. And the hope was that we would get one of these cameras now into Ballinacarra, which would be a great use. We've seen there back in the early days, Ballinacarra was always known of an area that you drove slowly through because of the speed van there. So, as I said, this would be a welcome thing, especially for the pupils and all the time and effort they put into highlighting the concerns of this. And as well as that, it just goes to show you, that I mean, when the community, local councils and Joint Police Committee all work together, what can be achieved. So something that I'd be looking forward to seeing happening.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, like you spoke there about the findings that the school did, and it was very well documented at the time. And you would hope that, you know, that this work carried out by the students would be eventually rewarded.
Well, that just goes to show you, if it is rewarding, that was the whole focus that I wanted to keep on it. I wanted to make sure that the students followed the whole thing through. There was a motion put down in the council where the pupils came together and worked on that motion. And then that was forward on, and that was passed by the council, and then it went back to the school, and the pupils then had another opportunity then in front of the Joint Policing Committee. And it just shows you, like, these pupils we're talking about, these are the next probably politicians or the next principals in schools or the leaders in our communities, and it's important between that their voices are heard. And I know out of that, between that when the children did make the presentation, they spoke on different aspects of their concerns with the school, walking down through the village, crossing the road, the concerns they had for the younger generation coming through. So, as I says, compliments to the principal, the teachers and the pupils in the school for their hard work and efforts, and hopefully we'll see this coming aboard.